Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 110, I am as God created me, we are reminded that these words are what bring freedom not only to ourselves but to all the world. In fact, it's good to memorize this sentence in all of its entirety. I am as God created me, His Son can suffer nothing, and I am His Son. This is a firm declaration that you choose to align with the truth of who you are. Every time we stand in judgment of another person, we don't like the way they say something, we don't like the way they do something, we don't like the way they communicated with us, we don't feel that they are being proper or appropriate, we feel that somehow they have fallen short, they are inadequate, they are hostile, they are costing us our peace. Every time that we offer this judgment against another person, this is a direct declaration that they are not the Son of God. And because they are one with us, the indirect inference is that we are not the Son of God. The moment that we judge or declare another person as being inadequate or incapable, we are making that very same judgment about ourselves. Also, when we make that judgment about ourselves, we are declaring it not only about ourselves, but about every other person. We are one in truth, and we are one with God. Today, reflect on whatever judgments you might be holding against another person, and simply be willing to trade them out for the truth of who they are. I am as God created me. His Son can suffer nothing. I am His Son. Recognize that you cannot be altered by another person, that whatever it is that they are doing or not doing has no bearing on who you are. It cannot take your power. It cannot diminish the greatness of who you are. Therefore, we can be in a place of total forgiveness for everything and everyone we meet, everything we see. Today, we recognize our function is forgiveness, and our purpose is to recognize who we are as the light of the world. I am as God created me.